President Cyril Ramaphosa announcing easing of restrictions last night, many breathing a sigh of relief. Schools going back today, alcohol sales reopening, travel now open too, as are gatherings. The president confirming we're now over the peak of that third wave, saying that government would also open up vaccinations to people in the age group 18 to 34 from September the 1st. That age group already wilding on social media. So also a big announcement today from pharmaceutical company Aspen, saying they're going to begin dispatching the J&J COVID-19 vaccines as of today, which is a huge help. The manufacturer based in Qabega releasing the first supplies of the J&J vaccines made with active ingredients sourced from Europe. So let's speak now to Mia Milan, who is the editor-in-chief of Becky Sisa. Mia, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So let's start with the big announcement out of Aspen today. What exactly does it mean for us and for our vaccine rollout?
So, Manny, what it means is there's a process in which these vaccines get released to Johnson & Johnson, because Aspen is just contracted by Johnson & Johnson to produce the latest stage of the vaccine, so to fill and package it on this side. So what is happening as we speak, Aspen is busy loading it in a special sort of refrigerator container. It's called a vacutainer. And they're busy loading that into a truck. They're busy with that right now. I've just spoken to Aspen. And that truck that Johnson & Johnson then takes to the airport and fly it to OR Tambo in Johannesburg. And then tomorrow, when it gets to OR Tambo, it will also be released to a warehouse in Midrand. And from there, it will be distributed to sites. At the same time that this process happens, some of the samples will also go to Bloemfontein, to the National Control Lab, to get tested there for quality, and the vaccines would likely be at our sites at the beginning of next week.
That's amazing, and that's a real boost for our vaccine rollout. The president saying last night we'll get 31 million doses of the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines over the next 3 months. We're going to be opening up to 18 to 34-year-olds. Clearly, we are now rolling. The momentum is with the rollout.
Yes, we are. I think the biggest holdup up until now, it's quite widely known, has been a lack of supply of vaccines. And now that we're getting more vaccines and also opening it up to more groups, it means there's a much bigger uptake of the vaccines, but there's also enough supply to provide for people. For instance, last week when the people, the latest group that got access of 35+, started to go for walk-ins at sites. Some of the sites even ran out of vaccines because there were so many unexpected walk-ins. And one of the rules that the health department changed for the next group of people younger than 35 is to learn from past mistakes. And the mistake, they say, is to think that you're going to have people register on one date and then 2 weeks later start to come for vaccinations. Clearly doesn't work. You need to say, on the day that you register, you can start going for vaccinations and do walk-ins. And that's what they're doing with a group of 35, of between 18 and 34. So what J&J is really going to do for us is that if you look at what proportion of adults have been vaccinated in South Africa, that's 5.8% so far. And that proportion will now, once we start to use the J&J vaccines, that proportion will increase much faster, because J&J really only requires one dose. And with Pfizer, we can only, you know, increase it in a slower way, because you need to wait for 42 days before you can get the second dose and then be fully vaccinated. So J&J is really going to help us, particularly in rural areas and in provinces like the Northern Cape, where it's rural and where vaccination sites might not be that close to you. So it's really hard to go back for a second dose, because it might be a long distance to travel. And that's why they really want to use J&J one doses in such areas, so that you only have to get the person there once and then they're done.
Mia, thank you so much. Mia Milan, director at Becky Sisa Health and Journalism Center, a national asset, really, explaining all of that to us. And a huge boost, this big announcement from Aspen today that they are dispatching those J&J COVID vaccines from today.